We as a whole have been so focused on what happens when we die that we've actually turned some people away from the gospel. Now, I'm not saying you in particular have, or even that I have, or that Grace Lutheran has, but it is something that is in our culture so much that Miranda Winter shared in staff this last week that a friend of hers once told her it was hard to imagine being a Christian because Christians are so worried about another world and aren't focused on this world right here. This, too, feels too small, too rigid, and too human. And any time like we feel like we've figured it out, or feel like we know exactly what Jesus is talking about, or like we've got it all ironed out, that is exactly when we need to start questioning our understanding of Christ's call to us. What if Jesus isn't talking about our afterlife? What if he's not talking about our ultimate death of this world? What if he's talking about this life? What if we didn't follow the God light to secure our place in heaven, but to bring heaven a little closer to earth? What if God's kingdom isn't a place somewhere out there, but is already here, and at the same time, not yet here, waiting to break through, waiting for us to usher it into existence? If this were the case, then the ominous warning we hear in this text isn't about what happens to our souls when we die. It's about what happens to our souls when we fail to live, when we turn from God and turn from our neighbor. It's about the death that happens within us, when we fail to follow that God light, when we fail to act out of compassion, empathy, grace, and love, and instead act out of self-interest, self-righteousness, greed, or fear. When we fail to act as the Spirit-blessed, Spirit-led children of God that we are. You know the death I'm talking about. It's the death that happens when we leave something unsaid. The death that happens when we ignore a cry for help. It's the death that happens when we ignore voices who sit at the margins of society. It's the death that happens when we chase and value money over other human beings. These deaths, piling up over a lifetime, these are the kinds of things that keep the kingdom of God hidden from us, that work against us when we say we want to erase lines and divisions. Now, that kind of kingdom breaking through, that kind of kingdom building, is exactly what we are holding ourselves to when we claim we are a radically inclusive community. By stating so, we say to the whole world, we are imperfect, and we are human, and we are saved by grace alone. We are working on erasing those lines that we draw often without thinking. We are growing to live outside the lines. We are learning and relearning what it means to live by grace alone. You have a home in this radical experiment called faith, among this kooky and loving and grace-filled family. Welcome home. That is what we say. That is exactly the kind of kingdom building, kingdom ushering that happens when we roll up our sleeves and get to work. From unlearning racism and sexism and homophobia and transphobia and every other ism that stops the kingdom in its tracks, to the hard physical labor of building houses for those who don't have homes, to the welcoming and warmth that is felt around a shared meal. Anytime we step over and erase a line that stands between us and another, we do the work God calls us to. The work that says, welcome home. As we journey through life this week, may we be blessed with the courage to follow that God light wherever it leads. May we be blessed with the strength to cross lines, and may we be blessed with humility to receive the gift and grace that awaits us on the other side. God's kingdom come, on earth as it is in heaven. May we be so blessed to catch a glimpse of that coming kingdom. Amen.